Julie, my name is Ida. I'm from Business Fights Poverty, and we're here in Kikube to try and understand what the local people, or local business people especially, such as yourself, are doing to develop this village, but also the role that business plays in developing the village. So if you can introduce yourself to our viewers, please.
Yeah. I came as Kemgisha Juliet. Mm-hmm. I'm a farmer. I do local farming. I grow some crops on small scale, mainly maize. Mm-hmm. And I have poultry at home in small scale. Yeah. And we have a women group here in Chikube village. In my business of farming, I grow maize. After growing in, sometimes I get some capital. I have a little capital. There I get tractors for first plowing, second plowing. And after that, but anyway, in that business, I have some challenges.
Yeah,
mainly after grow, after cultivating, weeding, marketing, those are problems.
Okay. Okay.
Marketing, and in most cases, getting tractors for plowing. It's also not easy.
Mm-hmm.
At times, when it's mainly the first season, when people are trying to prepare their gardens for first plowing and second plowing, getting tractors here is a bit of is difficult here in Chikube.
Okay, is that because there is a shortage of tractors, or
there is a shortage? They're in scarce.
Okay,
they're in scarce. Getting a tractor for first plowing. It's a bit a problem to us.
Are they expensive to hire?
They are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They are very expensive. Mm-hmm. They can, for first plowing, you can do it at 100,000 there. First plowing per acre.
That's roughly 35 pounds, yeah. Yeah, that is expensive, actually.
It's expensive.
Yeah, that is very expensive. Tell us about you as an individual. Are you married? Have you got children? And
yeah, from I'm married, mm-hmm. I have 4 children.
Okay. Are they at school?
2 of them are at school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is a business owned entirely by yourself, or do you own it with your husband?
That one. Of growing maize is I myself.
You own it by yourself.
Own it myself.
Okay. Well, that's impressive. That's impressive.
I try on my side,
mm-hmm.
but the husband also supports.
Mm-hmm. So, how has this business improved your life?
Okay, as a source of income, when after growing, getting the crops from the garden, after harvesting, I sell. There I can manage to buy some clothes for my children and other necessities as I a woman.
Okay. Okay. In terms of paying for education and health care, how does that work in your household? Is that from your business, or does your husband pay for that?
In most cases, my husband works mainly on developing our family,
mm-hmm.
but health care,
mm-hmm.
mainly it's on my side as
okay.
a woman.
Okay. So your business helps you to pay
mainly to look after the children,
mm-hmm.
For because if you have grown maize, at times you are lacking some of the needs for balanced diet. You have to buy.
Oh, okay. Okay. You mean in terms of food and nutrition and yeah. Okay, I understand.
In terms of nutrition.
Okay. So, how long have you been doing this type of business?
It has not taken very long,
mm-hmm.
but I've tried it 3 years now.
Okay. Okay, so you got started 3 years, okay. And is it going well so far?
Anyway, it's going well, but the problem is on tractors for plowing.
Mm-hmm.
And at times, some money for buying seeds for planting is also somehow difficult.
Okay. How do you overcome those sorts of difficulties?
As I told you that we have some women groups here in Chukube.
Mm-hmm.
Every week, we as a group, we work hand in hand. That group of ours, we 1 week you can give some money to another person, and the coming week also we give to another person. It goes on rotating like a cycle like that.
Okay.
And then when it's my turn, my women group members can assist.
Okay.
For maybe for seeds, like that.
So it's like a lending circle.
Uh-huh.
Do they also give you seeds, or do you use the money to go and buy the seeds that you need?
We use money.
Oh, okay. Okay, is there a good supply of seeds around here, or does that take you out of the area to go
it takes
to the
us
city?
Out of the area.
Oh, okay, okay.
The seeds are very
fine. Okay, what do you enjoy most about this work, or do you enjoy it at all, even?
We enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a good business.
If you're not doing this business, what other business would you be able to do?
Okay. More especially, as a woman, also poultry is good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've tried with local chicks,
okay,
but the problem I found in rearing local chicks is getting medicine. For because these local chicks are to be treated, you have to put in some poultry feeds, medicines for care, things of that kind. Others. Our challenges.
Okay. You also mentioned difficulties getting to market. I'm assuming that that is about finding someone to buy your product.
Okay, I talked about it.
Yeah.
But anyhow, buyers came from, we get buyers from town.
Okay.
But if you fail, you can find ways of transporting them to town for sale.
Okay.
That one is a bit okay. It's not very hard.
It's not.
Yeah, that one is a bit okay. But the problem is mainly about caring for those chicks.
For the poultry. If the buyer has to come out to you to buy the maize, do you get as good as a price as you if you had taken the maize to town yourself?
No. Of course no. there is a slight reduction.
Oh really?
A slight reduction.
Yeah, so you negotiate around that. Yeah,
there will be negotiation there.
Yeah, but how do you know that you're being charged the correct price, so that you're selling your maize for the current price, the going price, as it were.
In the area, we have radio programs. We have the radio programs. Mm-hmm. They normally announce over the radio that maize is at this price, either in Kampala or in Masindi here. There, when the buyer comes, I will be okay with the price.
Okay.
I'll be knowing that a cage is sold at this price. So this amount.
So roughly how much maize do you produce a month, for instance?
Per season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's per season. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's per season.
Mm-hmm.
As I told you that capital is a bit difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I normally plant maybe 2 acres.
Okay.
Then it's just 2 acres, I may get 2 tannins.
Yeah. Okay. And how much income do you get out of 2 tons of maize?
A ton is that, it depends on the price maybe, mainly.
Does it fluctuate a lot, up and down?
There is price fluctuation in between. Maybe this season you may get little good money, another one he changes. It's like that. There is price fluctuation.
Okay.
Price is not fixed.
Okay. So in terms of young people within the village, what advice would you have for them?
In that phase of young people, we normally advise them to also to join that business because it's good, and we in the village we have land. Some land is there for cultivation. So we advise them to join groups and we start.
What about the future? Where do you see your business? 2 years, 3 years?
It will continue improving because when I sell, I get some profits. After getting profits, I'll see this season I spend how much, and I calculate. If it means to increase in, to put in much capital, I'll add in more.
Okay. So do you plan to expand the business, or are you quite content with where things are at the moment?
No, I plan to extend.
Okay.
I have a plan of extending.
Okay. Have you got any plans as in terms of how you're going to make that happen?
Okay. But I have that those plans because for land we have, and after selling, I'll be getting all those profits to develop my business.
All right. Thank you very much for talking to us. That was thoroughly enjoyable. Right. Thank you.
Thanks.